consistent.
Welcome to the basement.
Are you on TikTok?
TikTok?
Yeah.
TikTok.
Yeah, I mean, I'm over here hungry, apparently. I need a mint. All right, so... What up?
You're hungry for a mint. That sounds like a model's diet, but I'm not being judgmental here.
I'm still fat, bitch. Don't even get me started. What up, everybody? Welcome to the basement. I had like all these sound effects and like stuff ready to go. I'm not even prepared. Let me see if I can. Like something like this. What? Who did that? I don't know anything about that. I'm actually So, we're in the basement. This is the first time I use this application. So, if this doesn't work, at least we have fun, right? It's the apocalypse. It's like the world, girl. We might as well be chilling.
It is the end of the world as we know it.
As we know, or at least we're getting a taste of it. Have you ever thought that you would be living something like this?
You said taste. Listen. And this time, nobody want to taste nothing. Like, I don't even want to be close enough to someone that I can smell their breath. I'm like, back up. I'm even on, like, video camera, like, wait, you're too close.
Did you sanitize your phone?
I sanitize my phone all the time just because I seen this video where you can, like, get this coronavirus from anything you touch, literally. Like, you go to the store, someone else touched it, they had it. You know, or like the person who was in stock stocked it, and then someone else touched it, and then they put it back, and then someone else touched it. You know, it's kind of like the whole ex-boyfriend girlfriend thing. It's like someone touched it, so you don't know who touched it because you know that person touched other people. It's just like a mess. I don't know if you get what I'm saying, but
I definitely understand.
People are way more aware now. They should be aware, like on a normal basis, of germs.
Not feeling
I
it
feel
at
like
all.
Working in the medical field, you learn a lot about it, like a lot about germs and keeping clean and hygiene and other people's hygiene, because you can have the best hygiene, but if someone else doesn't have great hygiene and they're around you, it will affect you.
It had a little lag there. Zoom is very busy. Yo, that's something else that's crazy. I'm surprised the internet didn't explode, but when you talk about like how to like prevent and keep your like germs, and like people don't really get it, like they wear gloves, they wear masks, but if you're not, I told my son, we were talking about it, because you know kids are being bombarded by this corona thing, right? But you know, my son knows all the good masks and all the bad masks, and I was telling my son, like, listen, you could wear all the best masks, the best gloves, but let's say you're going out shopping and you're looking at your phone and you're looking at your shopping list. You got the gloves on, you got the scarves on, you're looking at your phone, You get home, you throw out the scarf, you throw out the gloves, and then you go back on your phone to make sure you got everything on your list, and then you're doing one of these. The glove and the mask did nothing for you because you carried the germs on your phone. So a lot of people don't understand that, like, get it. Like, yo, it's a whole, like, to go outside, it's like a part-time job. Yo, I went to Target to get, like, snacks and stuff with them. I'm with Clorox wipe before I get into my car, wiping, like, the cheese, wiping the potato chips, wiping down, like, the vegan meat that I eat. Yo, I'm wiping everything down, Lysol. It's like a whole task just to make sure you don't get. So the likelihood of everybody getting it is real. Like, I think.
I mean, New York is way more prone. There's way more people. So people are probably more prone to getting it. You know, like, I live in Arizona. It's a hot state. My understanding is that the virus doesn't like traveling in warm places. However, it's still here and it's still affecting people, just like it is in Puerto Rico and DR and all these other places that people are really not speaking of, that I think we should speak of more, just because those places don't have the type of medical assistance that we have, and we're losing people. So you can imagine when it does get to that extent to where it's affecting communities that are way more poor than we are. countries that are way more poor. Mexico, you know, it hasn't gotten that down that way yet. I mean, I'm not sure if it's because it's the heat or whatever, but it hasn't traveled there. It should soon, because there's still people traveling around the world.
Yeah, people are moving around. It's more likely that it's going to eventually, you know, touch most parts of the world. But like, I always tell my audience on the show, like, we don't know what we're talking. Like, I don't know what I'm talking about. Do not listen to me at all.
Right.
Consult your doctor, right, whoever you got. But one of the things that's definitely popping over here in New York City, at least, because you're from, where are you from? Arizona, right? Where you living at right now?
Repeat that again. Where do you live? Not where are you from? Because if you're asking where I'm from, to be literal,
where you from?
Brooklyn, New York.
If you couldn't tell by her lovely, lovely, lovely accent, we from the hood. DKIM.
I'm from the hood of Park Slope. It's so hood there.
Everybody else and most other neighbors in New York be like, Park Slope, what are you talking about?
I just want to address that I know I'm indoors and it's, I don't know what time it is, 7:30. And I'm wearing a hat just because I didn't do my hair. Just want to make sure everyone knows that.
See,
I know people probably don't care.
It's over here. It's 10:30. So we're already in the future. So I already knew that this was going to be happening. So you're good. You know what I mean? We all prepared. We're in the future.
Damn, I'm living in the past.
You living in the past, girl. You got to catch up. Matter of fact, take your time. It's crazy.
Give me them lottery numbers.
Imagine it was that easy.
Give me them. I need those lottery numbers ASAP.
It'd be messed up because you keep getting rich and I would be in the future like.
Poor.
Throw me something over here. You can't. You're from the past.
I know, it sucks. You know what's crazy? On New Year's, I literally celebrated it 4 times. Because I did Puerto Rico, New York, Wisconsin, and then Arizona. It was crazy. Because literally it was like 1 hour after 1 hour. So, no, I didn't have any drinks. I didn't drink on New Year's. But if I did, I would be really drunk. Would have been really drunk. Anyway, let's talk about what we were talking about earlier about how, you know, we should start doing. I feel like it's so important to do things for other people. Like right now, it's so hard. We're all, everyone, rich, poor, black, white, Puerto Rican, everybody, we're all tied down and, you know, we have no choice but to do what we're being told. In a way, I feel like it is a way of, it is a way of them trying to keep us organized, you know, keep us safe from the illness that's going around. However, it's still going around. So my thing is, no matter if they have everybody quarantined for whatever amount of time, let's say I'm not sick, but I decide I'm tired of being in my house 18 days. I'm gonna go outside. Take a deep breath. I go outside. Maybe my neighbor had coronavirus and decided, let me stick my head out the window for a nice fresh breath of air.
Yeah.
And then I breathe that in. And I go in my house. And it's already week 4 of the coronavirus of being quarantined. And I have it now. So it just restarted all over again. Now everybody's free to go out because the quarantine is over. But the actual coronavirus is still a live living organism, wherever it is. It could be like on the floor, it could be on your shirt, it can be on metal. They say it only lasts a few days or a few hours or whatever. The point being, how could we even know if that's true? If they haven't even found something to cure it, how can they determine how long it actually lives on the surface of something?
So that's
because honestly, it can just progress. It can become stronger.
Yo, you real talk. I was asking the question to somebody just recently. Like I was saying, yo, so like the flu, right? So it's a form of the flu. The little that I know, right? It's a form of the flu. The little bit that I know, I'm like, so you usually the flu, you have the flu season, right? The Surgeon General, I don't know who, basically puts it out there that, you know, this is the flu season and medical professionals got to get the flu shot. So if it's like the flu, does it mean it goes away spring, summer, and then it comes back in fall?
That's a good question.
That's why I was like, yo, this, if it, I don't think it's so, again, I don't know anything, but if it does work that way, they don't have a vaccine like they do with the flu vaccine, the influenza. And the influenza is not even that effective, right? It's like, I think last year was like
30%. It's just them putting the actual influenza in your bloodstream.
Right. And even that's not effective, right? So again, I don't know how this works, but if they're talking about a
cure. I've heard of little people, listen to me. I'm sorry for all the little people.
We have little people. Where are you, little people? Sorry about that. Little people. Nobody's watching this. What I mean
is, like, little kids have been dying because of the flu shot. Like,
so there's that whole, I can hear the conspiracy theorists in the back of my head. I love you guys. You guys are the best. But my thing is like, so, okay, but we hold on a second. So if we don't have a cure, then, and it works like the flu, and when it gets cold again, it comes back until we get a cure, no? Or a vaccine.
So it lives longer in the cold.
Right, so it's going to come back like the flu, and we don't have a... They're saying it's going to take a year. You heard about that? They're saying a year. So if that's the case, then it's going to come back in September. Again, I'm not trying to scare anybody or do anything like crazy, but how am I sounding? Do I sound like clear to you? Do I sound loud?
Yeah. No, you're fine. There's always a worry in the world, right? Like, Ebola was a huge thing, like, how many years ago? And they made it so big to scare everyone. But where has it gone? Like, why did the conversation just die out? What happened to the chick that was dying in Atlanta and getting everybody in the hospital sick? Like, just things like that, there's no consistency. But with this, because it started in Wuhan, China, something like that, Wuhan, China, and it's come here, I believe it's in the air that we're all breathing. Like, I just believe it's, at some point, it has to be in the air, because if there's over 20,000 people and they're all coughing and we're all breathing the same air, it's in the air. I mean,
they're saying that.
It lasts in the air for 2 hours.
Yeah, a nurse was telling me that. So you imagine you sneeze. I don't know if there's been documentaries, I'm a nerd. And it was like sneezes, how much energy, and like the projectile. So they use a super small camera, and you see like this hurricane of stuff coming out of your face. And it's like in the air, and it's like slowly going down, and it's like sitting there. That's why you had them people in China scrubbing down the streets. There were like six of them with the big ass long brushes. And they're scraping down with Clorox. That's why I think their numbers are down. Again, yo no sé nada. I know nothing.
Es que voy a hablar otro idioma, como lo que hacen cuando me hago las uñas.
That's messed up. You feel like you're getting back for all the girls that felt like the Chinese girl that's doing her nails are talking crap about them. I love this. This is perfect. We don't have girls on the show, so this is perfect. It's like tapping into
the
women.
No, I'm serious. It's crazy because it's almost as if they're doing all of that, but then you have some of them. Because I've seen them even in New York. They have a moco. They'll just dig their finger in and flick it. Like, what are you doing? They're in the train clipping their nails.
So we're not going to have little people as followers on the show. And we're not going to have any Asians. There's like 2 billion of them. Thank you.
Listen, I'm Asian persuasion. Don't even play me, because I got the China eyes. They used to always stand up for me in the train and give me their seats. So,
oh man, here we go.
It's so the truth. They used to literally think I was Asian, and a lot of people think I'm Filipino anyway, which one of my best friends is Filipino. I'm not racist at all. Let's make sure people know that. And I don't despise or do not like little people. I love little people. And let's talk about little people. Matter of fact, since we're mentioning it, I love little people because
they're little.
I think their bodies are extraordinary. Like, the way that their bodies are built is, I love it. I think it's cute.
We're talking about dwarves, right? We're on dwarves.
Yeah, like little people, you know?
Yeah,
like,
I love little people.
I think they're
adorable. Too.
And they have the biggest personality sometimes. So it's like, I didn't mean to say that little people thing. I meant to say little children. To me, little children are little people, not really actually, you know, humans that are smaller.
she's coming back at us, you know, letting us know that this is what it is. It's just real. You know what I mean? Being racist out here.
I feel like I was in a, like, 1970 movie. And Julia Roberts was walking in, like, what'd you say about little people?
I definitely feel like I'm racist, but I'm racist to my own kind first. And I feel like that's a free pass for everyone else.
I am not racist to my own people. No? And I will slap anybody that says anything about a Puerto Rican. I don't even care if the Puerto Rican's doing something they should not be doing.
Like waiting for the cupones on the first of the month?
Listen, that's let me not even get to how many other races are doing the same thing.
I'm just calling out my own. So what I'm saying, what I'm saying.
You know, my thing is there's a little bit of everything in everybody's culture.
Oh, yeah.
The same. There's thieves in every culture. There's rapists. There's liars. There's good people. There's bad people. There's, you know,
that's that you human cannot, stuff.
You know, you can't really generalize people. Like, I don't think all Puerto Ricans, you know, go on a line and get food stamps. However, there are a lot. There are a lot that do, you know, because think about it. We they are exist. Part of the United States. And as much as any other Latin culture wants to think that we have it better, we actually don't. And we're actually deprived of the benefits that we should get, being that we deal with a lot as a, you know, culture that has worked so many years with the U.S. to make sure that, you know, they got things transported. I mean, that's why we're named Port Puerto Rico, Port of Rico, which means, you know, the port of the rich. That's how the U.S. has become rich all of these years. And fracking underneath our country caused all of the imbalances. Oh, my God, what's wrong with me? I sound like a true Puerto Rican. it's causing the imbalance between the plates underneath Puerto Rico. And that's why there were so many earthquakes in the beginning of the year and the ending of last year, because what was happening is, you know, the president was sending people to frack the oil and from underneath us, so it was causing bubbles. And as you know, Puerto Rico is a volcanic island, so any of those spaces was filling up with air, and that's what was causing the plates to shift, right? Because pressure does that. And so many people lost their homes, and so many people were sick, and so many people were going through things. And the president didn't do it.
They just went through Maria. Now, that's where we can agree to disagree.
I mean, they didn't. That's the thing. That's another thing. They didn't just go through Maria. Maria has been something that happened 2 years ago. It's something that they're still suffering. That's not something that just happened.
No, it didn't. No. But again, it's like I always feel like they get it and then something else happens. And you know, the quakes just happen and then this. You know, but one of the things about Puerto Rico that although, you know, this is going on. They just went through two major things. And yeah, in a matter of 2 years. But one of the things that Puerto Rico is big on producing is pharmaceuticals. They got the meds, yo. I mean, what you got now? Yo, let me ask you a question. You're in Arizona now. You're so close to Mexico. Do the white people be looking at you like?
Boy, everybody.
Oh, here we go. Everybody? No, I'm not saying that conversation.
I don't want to say everybody, because you know what? It's like a conversation I was having with my mom yesterday. Literally. It's a weird place because you don't fit in with the white people. I'm not white. My skin complexion isn't like that. Maybe other people may see it like, oh, you're light complexion, right? But I'm like a tan color, like an olive color. And so, you know, American Caucasians, I don't want to say Americans, Caucasians will look at me and be like, oh, she's black. Oh, she's just a light-skinned black girl. Or she's like Dominican or something else. I never get what I actually am.
I can see the Dominican though. I can see Dominicans and Puerto Ricans, they're like cousins. You know what I'm saying? Like cousins.
Primo. Somos primo hermano.
And then we fight. We keep the whole stereotype alive. You know what I'm saying? But crackers don't know anything.
That's another sad situation.
That's for another time at the basement.
That's for another time where we can like bring maybe a Dominican into the conversation and have like a three-way. Whoa. Pause. You know what I mean though. We can have someone else that's of a different culture come in and just educate us on their end too, because, you know, as Latinos, we all get told different stories about like other cultures, other people, but then we go to their country and it's like not as uninviting as people who are like in the States make it seem. Like Dominicans from the States are like, oh, I don't like Puerto Ricans, or Mexicans like, I don't like Puerto Ricans, Colombians, I don't like Puerto Ricans. But you go over there to the country and they're, ah, me encanta como tu habla, your Spanish is beautiful.
The same, but the same thing is the reverse. I remember when I went to Colombia, family, friends, you know, I shouted, oh yeah, what, I love you guys. You know, they were all like, oh, te cuidado, be careful, you know, Colombia, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, first of all, I went with somebody who has family who's Colombian. And then I'm like,
right,
yeah, this is actually pretty dope. Obviously, I mean, if you, I always say sense isn't always common, common sense. Sense isn't always common. But like, there were areas that I went into, I was like, oh yeah, this is the hood. Yep, shouldn't be here. You know what I mean? Like, you know, intuition. Right. But again, so but it's, just like any place.
And what you get yourself involved in.
I'll tell you right now, though, if Colombia, and again, I went to Cancun, again, very, Cancun, I feel like the backyard for America, but, you know, I'm like, yeah, I definitely don't want to, if this to me was, wow, I was thinking to myself, I hope I don't get sick and have to go to the hospital. That'll suck. You know what I'm saying? So imagine a third world country, you know what I'm saying? Where there's like no buildings because it just got blown up 4 minutes ago.
Right.
Like, we got it mad good over here. You know what I mean? I don't know how we got into this topic, but I also don't want to talk too much about Corona, but it's sort of like the only thing that's
No, let's talk about something else.
Go ahead.
Anything. Let's flip a coin.
Nah, without flipping no coins.
It's really the donkey of the day. Like, the coronavirus is like literally just has invaded everyone's privacy, everyone's life, everyone's everything. Like, literally, it's taken people's lives, it's destroyed families, it's really a hurricane in itself. And it's not just a hurricane in one specific place, it's just, it blew up everywhere, and people really aren't, you know, there's people who are taking it serious, and then there's people who aren't, and they're just like, I'm gonna get it, I don't care, I'm gonna go outside, who cares, if I get it and I die, I die, like, it's my time.
It is what it is. Yeah.
And it's like irresponsible, because if that's how you feel, fine, go figure out a way to commit suicide. No offense, because I'm not, like, we talked about that today too. I'm not I'm not promoting, you know, suicide. But if you are willing to go out and get sick and then get other people sick, you're messed up. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're selfish.
That came into conversation with another friend too, just how basically people are not taking it serious. You know what I mean? They're basically like, they're feeling just like, and again, we're going into our third week in New York as far as just, you know, this lockdown thing. And I don't know if it's true. Again, I don't know anything. Go to your local news, verify what you watch and what you're hearing. Don't believe everything that pops up on your screen on the social medias. But they were talking about how the curfew thing, the whole stay-at-home thing, is extended until the 14th. Again, I don't know if that's true, but I'm just saying to myself, if people are already going outside because they're sick of being locked in, imagine how this thing's going to pop off. You know what I mean? But yeah. I just
think, you know, I heard about this train that got burnt in New York, in the Bronx. Did you hear about that? The conductor died?
No, that happened when?
Yesterday. I don't even know how, but they said that a train, they had some pictures actually online where the train was completely burnt inside, and the conductor went in to help some of the passengers, and he, I guess, got stuck in the train. You know how sometimes the doors between the trains are locked? So it seemed as if he tried to get out, but suffocated in the cart. And he was like 30 years old. So it was pretty sad. You know, if anybody knows him, send his family our love, because, you know, Jose and I are very intertwined with people's sentimental values and what they feel. Is that correct? Did I say that right?
I think even if you didn't, the love was felt. And that's the most important part.
Right.
You know, these are really, You know, that's the thing about news with the, with everything that's going on. The thing with news is like, right, for me, I'm only speaking for myself. I'm not really up to date with anything just because as much as I, you know, that's why I have the little pop-ups and I keep in contact with people mostly. Mm-hmm. Now everyone's doing it. But like, I try not to stick to the news as much. You know what I mean? If something really pops off, I tell, someone's going to let me know. I have, you know what I mean? Like, there's like a lot of group chats. I got this group chat. I got a nice network where if something pops off that I need to know, I need to know. But right now I need a break from the news, man. Like it's really,
I need a break from the news too. It really can make you feel depressed. Talking about news, you know, I don't know if I ever discussed with you that I have a really good friend that, I've known her forever. I knew her in New York. She was my nail girl. I always went to her. I brought people to her, tried to bring her to church a couple of times, but she just, you know, was just too busy with what was going on in her life at the time. So she couldn't do it, but she ended up moving to South Carolina to have a better life than New York. You know, anywhere else is more, how would I say that? I'll say less instead of more. It's less expensive to live. And so South Carolina is a cleaner state, you know, less drama, less bills. So she moved there with her daughter, ended up getting married to someone. One night they got a phone call. She left her purse at home, left with her husband. They ended up going missing. They ended up finding them maybe like 3 or 4 weeks after they went missing. And they were both found, you know, unfortunately dead. In the midst of being found dead, they had two children. One she had from her first marriage and the second one she had from her second marriage. And just this whole mix-up happened where, you know, the kid still doesn't have a guardian. It's been 2 years. The sister brought him to New York to have a birthday party for him. Everything went bad. The little boy's grandmother from the father's side came down from South Carolina with some family. They started fighting. New York City Police Department came. They took the baby away, put him in through the system. My friend went to ACS, tried to fight for this little boy. They told her she couldn't get any information on him. They told her, you know, they didn't care what she said. They turned her away from the courts. This woman would go every day to court to make sure that she was being heard, that her voice was being heard. Right. And what frustrates me about the whole thing, Jose, you know, I'm sad that my friend passed. Granted, that happened a while ago. You know, we're all devastated about that. But now we got to worry about what's left behind from that, you know, like her kids, and separating them right now isn't the right thing to do. Like the daughter that's 12, you know, she's going through depression, isn't eating right, isn't doing things right. And I mean, the only reason why I'm bringing up this subject right now is because I know you have people that listen to you. And I think it's so important when it comes to kids that that's something that we all unite in. You know, look what happened to Nix Marie Brown in the Bronx. Was it the Bronx? I think it was the Bronx, where the stepfather, the father, tied her to a chair and beat her. What happened to that little boy, Gabriel Fernandez? Why are we waiting till it becomes a documentary to do something about it? Why are we waiting till these little kids are beaten or shown up to school with burn marks? Why are we waiting till these kids grow up and kill somebody?
Yeah.
Why are we waiting till they grow up and kill an entire school because they were mad that they weren't raised the right way? So they go and they shoot up a school, they shoot up a bar. You know what I mean? Like, these are all things that we can work on these kids as of now because they're our future and we're not, you know. And I can say that ACS in New York City, Child Protective Services, don't do their due diligence in making sure that children are safe. They're just worried about their monthly check or their salary check that they get.
Right.
They don't care that these kids are really, they don't have a voice, and their voice is supposed to be another human being that's grown, that knows right from wrong. And they're doing nothing, absolutely nothing, but putting those kids back into the belly of the beast and then feel guilty when the kid dies. They want to cry and plead like, oh, I didn't mean to do this. I didn't know. Like, you knew. How could you not know there's a kid suffering? How could you not see that for yourself? You know, like, I'm a sensitive person, even though I could be a tough cookie. But when it comes to little kids, I'm a marshmallow. right? Like I'm just a marshmallow to them. And I feel destroyed by this whole thing with my friend's son because he's two. The system sent him back to his grandmother's house in South Carolina where they have guns in the house. They've taken pictures with the baby with AK-47s. They've taken pictures giving the little boy weed in his mouth. Like, it's just, I don't know. I just don't understand why people don't care as much as they should. So, you know, I have other things going on in my head, too. That's not just this coronavirus, you know, because there's other things that we all go through. Obviously, that's not something that I'm going through. However, it's something that someone I know is going through. And when that happens in my life, I take on a lot of their pain, you know, because I feel like I would want someone to be there for me. So I might not financially be able to provide them $12,000 for a lawyer for them to fight for the baby. But if I could be a voice, I'm going to be a voice and speak up as much as I can to bring awareness because it's so important.
Some of those individuals, though, I remember, I don't know the specifics and the names and the times, but I remember some of those ACS workers FaceTime, you know, they actually went through it. And they were held accountable. And you would think that would put, you know, some kind of check. You know what I mean? Yeah, you think that they would act up and actually make some change and people would act, you know, the department, that the city would pick it up. But no, they basically just kept it like that, kept it, you know, like they could have, you would think that it would put fear seeing other people being held accountable for it and they would stop, but it doesn't, you know, and it is a sad thing. It is a sad thing to see.
Well, when you get away with negligence, you know, in your job for so long, you know, it just becomes your natural way of working things out. You know, like you just think it's okay. You just, it's normal to just be like, you know what? That kid ain't, I've done so many cases.
Yeah.
I don't see no guys with bruises.
Yeah.
I see cereal. I see one box of cereal. That's enough. That little boy don't need two boxes of cereal.
Yeah.
It's just a lack of urgency. And, you know, it's one thing to be an adult and be abused because that's another subject where, like, you know, as adults, people also go through abuse, whether it's their husband or their wife or their parent or whatever, whoever it could be. People still go through, no matter the age. But it's more crucial when they're children because they're a sponge, right? Like, they need to learn love. The kids that are being fed other things grow up and become monsters. And then people ask why. Like, I knew him growing up. He was such a good kid. He was so quiet. I never thought he would do that. But you never knew his demons. You never asked him, are you okay? You know, and those are the people that feel like, you know, I'm not important and it's okay to do that because no one's really going to notice me doing it. You know, or maybe this is how I get noticed. Maybe if I go do some dumb.
Yeah, act shit, out. Yeah.
Right. That causes consequences to others, not so much me. I mean, and then there's some people that are like, well, I want to die anyway, so I don't got the courage to kill myself. Might as well go somewhere where I can kill a bunch of people and then get shot at and die. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just humanity has change, and I don't mean everyone, but humanity really has changed. The violence has just, I mean, we've always dealt with violence, right? It's just different stages of it. We started racism, now there's not as much, but they're still here.
No, that's still there. That's still fresh.
They're still here.
That'll be forever, racism. But
I mean, our own president, no offense to the people on your page, I love our president. But our president is definitely someone that I would think and consider to be racist, regardless of his wife is an immigrant as well. But he treats everyone else like crap.
Yeah. I one thing I always say on the show is,
get
like
your vitamin C gummies, everyone.
As a matter of fact, before we go into anything else, because we're on a timer with this app that everybody's using, I'm gonna, before it cuts us off,
we'll sign on again.
We're gonna go to a commercial break and come right back. So stay tuned. You're gonna hear some music. We off this. You already know. Bah, 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 bah. Don't advertise. Bah, 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 bah. They're not paying us. Emergency gummies. We'll be back. Enjoy this.
Mira mi gente, señoras y señores, latinos del mundo, ya tú sabes.
Yo, 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 yo. That was basically my way of summarizing what most people were doing this weekend. I was FaceTiming with a few people, and they were all doing their own version of going out, blasting music, having a good time. Yep, it's almost like it's almost like going back in the day for us old people, where we would have the mixtapes and the cassettes, the old school players, and just go in. But that's basically everybody's weekend, because nobody is going outside at all. We're back. TheBasementNY.com. Some people just hearing the Trump voice, como se suben los pelos, their hairs stand up in the back of their neck, right? For no reason. It's like, yo, he's orange. You know what I'm saying? What more can you expect? They hello quieto, yeah? Anyway, so we were basically kicking. Nelly's with me right now. Mm-hmm. And she is enjoying a banging bowl of like soup, vegetarian
it's
style.
So cool.
I mess with. She's sort of like a health freak when she does. But you still eat meat, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're not a vegetarian. She's going
to eat fish. Like, I don't like eating, I don't like talking with my mouth full, but I eat fish, like a lot of shrimp, a lot of lobsters.
I mess with that too.
Crab meat.
I tried lobster for the first time. I'm like, okay. You salmon. Do red meat?
No, very rare. I mean, I'm not going to lie. I did have one the other day. Excuse me. I still have food in my mouth. I did have one the other day, steak. Cause if I'm going to eat red meat, it's going to be like, you know, but I haven't had it, prior to that. I haven't had it since like, I'm going to say I moved here.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, okay. That's what's
so
up.
So that's a year and 4 months.
That
but
is definitely
good. I do eat chicken sometimes. It's very rare because it has to be like a particular type of piece of chicken. Like I can't do the dry chicken. I mean, that's disgusting.
Like the breast?
So you I mean, like turkey? No. I don't even like turkey, to be honest with you. It has to be like the wet meat. Like the drumstick, I'll eat because it has like wet, dark, the dark meat. I don't want to say the next word, but this is a Christian website.
Okay. Listen, I try to be Christian. This is not a Christian website. This is just two regular ass dudes. Noel's not with us because he's being special. He works for sanitation, so he's a rookie, so he got like the worst schedule. But that's basically... That's basically what that is, my friend.
The city of New York.
The city. And he was telling me some wild stories, so I can't wait till he gets back so he could basically hear what is going on. But I was flicking through the social medias because that's basically what we do now. So many people are like, I almost came this close, like we were talking about downloading Tik. What is it called? Tik what?
TikTok.
Yeah, that one. So
like your watch?
TikTok.
TikTok.
You know. Oh, okay. All right. I get it. In other words, how to waste your time. Nah, but you know, I was actually on it, so I'm guilty as charged. Shots fired. Bah, 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 bah. That's my thing because I don't have the sound effects up. But what's crazy about that is that, I downloaded and I recorded myself singing. Como una nena. Anyways, but so I'm flipping through Facebook doing the thing, and all of a sudden I run into this video. And now this is why I tell people, yo, verify what you see. What if you see it on a tweet, on a DM, on a IM, on a ABC, whatever you do, text, SMM, SSM, whatever, verify. Go to your local news. That's going to be like the most legit. Unfortunately, old school works just because the way social media is built. But I came across this video on Facebook and I'm like, yo. So they're talking about how, you know, social distancing and, you know, what's considered an essential as an essential business, an essential employee, you know what I mean? That can basically, that needs to be out. And this video came up and I'm like, what is going on? I don't know if you could see that. Can you see that?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Boom. Yes, so check this out. This had me tripping. So the news article is going how this church is still keeping their doors, their services going. Watch.
See, the ends of the world coming upon us, that we are to go to church more, that we're not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together.
Antioch International Church in Fort Mill isn't turning people away. I spoke to someone who works at the church on the phone. They say they are taking precautions like sanitizing, distancing, and canceling children's church. I asked the Mecklenburg County Health Director why churches don't have to follow the federal gathering guidelines.
Wow. Let's talk about this, my friend.
Whoa.
I told you. This is why I told you I don't want to rehearse this, because that's the reaction I was waiting for, my dude.
So I love the Lord Jesus. We all know I do. But I ain't trying to meet him by going to church and standing next to people that probably don't really like me.
If y'all were feeling it before, but here's her Brooklyn side. That's what just
this is more my Brooklyn side. This is where I'm eating my dinner from tonight. I was too tired to pour it in an actual bowl.
Yo, you'd be surprised how many people ain't about that formality at this point. Ain't nobody going outside. What's the point? I'd be eating right out of the olla. The other day I was doing a training in my job and everybody's like, when I was showing them the training, because I used this platform to record it, and while they were watching, I was like, my coworkers from the Bronx was like, so nobody's going to talk about the pot? What's inside the pot? I was like, it's oatmeal, dude, relax. But yeah, it's real. Everyone knows that, you know, they just put on a nice shirt, a nice blouse, and they're really just wearing their pajamas.
Well, let's be honest here. Let's talk back about that thing that you just made me watch.
Yeah, let's talk. Go ahead. Do you agree, disagree?
I'm going to say this. Every church is different. Completely different. And I've been to good ones. And I've been to churches that... I don't want to say anything bad about churches. So I've been to churches that haven't been up to par to Jesus. The word of the Bible. They've taken the word of the Bible and they've turned it into what they want it to be. So...
Well, hold on. Before we go to that level...
I know. I ain't trying to go to that level. I ain't trying to hear nobody's feelings on this right here.
I just want to go to the simple fact that whether it's a Muslim, Christian,
they should not be doing anything in a church together at all.
If it's a gym, if it's a playgrounds, if we're trying to meet this flatten the curve, dije como dicen, you know, like bring the numbers down so society can come back, because I keep thinking to myself, one effect is this virus and we have to find a cure for it. And I pray that we do. The other effect is that if we don't come back to work, it's going to affect us as a people, period, on a personal level. I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm not a psychologist. I'm not a doctor. I'm not any of that. But I can tell you that my opinion is that if we don't get back to some sense of normalcy, the depression rate, the unemployment rate, you know, eventually things aren't going to be able to sustain themselves. And, you know, that's, again, not trying to put out fear or anything, but you got an organization that's still saying, you know, let's get together for whatever reason. To me, it's crazy because that goes totally against what we're trying to do.
We're in a time of fear, though. It's not you putting fear. Like, it's just the actual stuff that's actually happening, you know, to us all. You know, there's people actually really, really, really sick right now and dying in New York.
So do you think that this organization...
And all over the world, actually. Not just New York.
All over the world. But do you think that this organization is pushing fear to keep the people together for what, money? For
what are you talking ratings? About?
This particular church, the video you saw. You think he's keeping his doors open for what? What's his
purpose? I actually seen a video, and I wish I could have, I mean, I wish I had an idea of what was going to happen right now. But I actually seen a video with a church that they did a social distancing in the parking lot of their church. And they had two separate church events. One was from 10 to 11. And the second one was from 12 to 1. And what they did was they had each individual family park one parking space away from each other.
Oh, dope.
And I'm then not they a, had
that's dope.
One person singing outside and it's in with the speakers outside.
Like a staged area, yeah.
Kind of like, you know, when they used to do the dinner in a movie in the car back in the days.
Yeah.
It was just like
driving,
that.
A movie driving.
Right. It was exactly like that. And it was a church. And it was a Brazilian church.
That's dope. You could actually, if you find it, you could send it to me and I could post it up when I put up the episode.
Yeah, I can find that for you. I'll do that and send that over.
So I don't mind that. That's dope because they're, and I'm pretty sure, hopefully they're not in like a mandatory lockdown, that they're taking advantage of being smart and gathering. You know what I mean?
Matter of fact, I'm going to send it to you now.
You don't have to send it to me now, but I'll keep talking. I went to the supermarket today and they had like signs taped to the floor that said, you know, wait here for your next point in line, wait here for your next, you know what I mean? So they had it spaced out and they were doing a good job in maintaining, helping people maintain the distance. But at the same time, like people were really, you know, people are really maintaining the distance. Like for at least with the people I came in contact with anyways. And in the supermarket, mm-hmm. It's weird to see that they're putting plexiglasses between the employee and the customers that are coming up to the cashiers. You know what I mean? I'm like, yo, new world. Before it used to be bulletproof glasses for robbers and whatnot. Now it's plexiglass to avoid the spread of germs. Crazy, right? I feel like we're living in like in a sci-fi movie. Some, you know what I mean? It's crazy. It's insane. Actually, I don't know if you saw Containment on Netflix. It's pretty dope. And it's kind of relative to what's going on. I've been saying that for a hot minute, but y'all don't listen because you're never there. But what do you think about that church? And it seems like you know, I don't want to go too in. Again, this came out from WCCB News, Channel 10. I don't know where that's at. But, you know, I don't know if, you know, I don't know if they're practicing social distance, but it's definitely not a good thing when, you know, I mean, at the end of the day, people should just be safe. You know, it's not just about you. You know what I mean? At this point, you know, and that kind mm-hmm. of mentality is just, it's plain and simple. I'm gonna call it for what it is. It's mad selfish. And it to is me, selfish. Is to me, I'm going to call it that like it is because I ain't got no filters. This is not Snapchat up in here. To me, to be honest with you, Nelly, it's also quite embarrassing that you're putting faith, you're putting a belief in a greater being as your forefront to basically act ignorant. I don't know who you are. I don't know where you're from. You know what I mean? It's not my interest. You know, I'll let the trolls do that. But my thing is like, Come on.
Do you care about your congregation is the most important part.
I mean, do you even care? You know what I mean? Do you even care about yourself? You know what I mean? This thing is not biased. It's not sexist. It's not racist. It's for everyone. It's for all humans. You know what I'm saying? All humans alike. Little ones, like you were saying, tall ones, fat ones, skinny ones, all shapes and sizes. You know what I mean? You just got to look at it at the bigger picture. But, that's the kind of stuff that's like, come on, man. And for y'all who are looking and don't, again, if you're seeing something up in, you know, social media, I pray that this is like a hoax and it's, you know, and maybe if you guys do find out, let me know. But ain't nobody trying to be outside. Ain't nobody trying to be outside and it sucks being inside right now. Everybody's feeling it. No matter, like you were saying, no matter who, where you from.
I think it's more you know, like, cause I'm a inside person. Like I enjoy being in my house, It's more the fact that what bothers people and what I've heard from multiple people is that you don't have the ability to go out and do something should you want to. Like, you know, there's people who want to wash clothes and they just don't want to go wash clothes right now, not because they want to be lazy, but because they're afraid, you know? Because as you said, this thing isn't biased. It's not sexist. It doesn't have a, you know,
it does not have a preference.
Gender or age.
Nope. And, you know, I heard a lot of people, including yourself, talking about how I was just talking to another friend, how, you know, they could see people outside doing, you know, working out, you know, in the mm-hmm. you know what I mean? It's just like, does it become that thing? Well, you know, you knew better.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But at the same time, again, it's not just about you. There's a whole society out there.
Right.
And a vast majority of people who are doing the right thing. And by your actions, you're making it longer for them, and you're running the risk of you know, spreading this thing. And it's just like, it's insane. And then I start thinking that maybe these people don't believe it's true. It's all mm-hmm. a conspiracy. It's all a hoax. That's legit one of the conspiracies that I actually heard, that, you know, this is just a form of the government tasting, you know, how to get a tighter grip on us. Conspiracy theorists. That 9/11 was the first start of it.
I heard actually.
The 9/11 took away our privacy because mm-hmm. NSA could go in the name of national security and violate you and record what you're listening. They're listening right now. I know we're not listening. We're boring.
Hi.
They're definitely not watching us. Ain't nobody watching us.
But,
yo, you're about to get us deported, son. We Puerto Rican. They don't know about that. I forgot what I was saying, but what were we talking about? Jesus.
Brain fart.
Yeah, that's basically what happened.
Huh?
That's basically what happened, a brain fart. But
no, you were speaking of how this could be a conspiracy.
Yeah, so some people, so the conspiracy theories that are out there, you know, some people are like, this is all a hoax and y'all just being cooped up in while, you know, secret planes are flying above us, you know, and they're plotting these secret weapons to take over the masses. I'm like, how do you sleep at night? I'm having trouble sleeping, period. You know what I mean? How do conspiracy theorists sleep?
I don't know. I don't know what it is. I don't like coming up with assumptions of what it could be.
At the end of the day, you can't prove it.
All I know is that it's killing people, and we got to keep it from that.
Yeah.
So
that I can verify. Like,
all we know, it could be in the damn food we're eating. Who knows?
Don't scare these people. Jesus Christ. I'm
not
I'm
trying to
too.
Scare people. We don't know what this thing actually is. Like, it's actually a type of coronavirus. It's not just the coronavirus, because the coronavirus is abroad, too. Like, it's been around for years. Like, you can have a 30-year-old Lysol bottle and it'll say coronavirus. And people are like, oh, they know the coronavirus this whole time. It is a different, like, strain. So it comes in different strains. It comes in different stages. People are saying that they found it to come. They did some testing in Italy and they found some people had a stronger strain. And I don't know if I'm using the right word. If it's a strain,
girl, I don't know. We are talking some heavy duty science stuff right here. And my education,
I don't even know. I'm just
not
like,
even up there. But
I would just like for
the conspiracy theories are fun though, right?
Because if you do calculations, they're saying, like, you know, the flu is worse than this, because that's what they're scaring people about it. And then they're telling them the flu is worse than this. But they're giving you the calculations of the flu within a time lapse. This the flu has been around during a time lapse. This has only been around for a few months, 2 months, 3 months. And look at how far it's gotten.
But if you look at the symptoms that it actually brings, I mean, Maybe it's been around and we just now are identifying a different set of symptoms. Yo, again, I don't know anything.
I actually sent you those videos. Do you want to pull them up?
Where did you? How did you send it to me?
On Facebook.
on Facebook, girl. You are challenging me right now with this technology.
I could have just pulled out my laptop and did this on my laptop. I didn't even think about it.
What do you mean your laptop? Pull it up and play it?
Yeah, but it's better if you see it because it's just your reaction, as I said.
Do you have the basement and why on Facebook? You can send it to the basement.
I sent it to your.
I don't have my personal up. I ain't trying to have them see my personal profile.
Okay, hold on.
They know the NSA. They're watching. They're listening to me. Imagine I trigger some words in the Matrix and now my stuff gets locked down. That'll be some crazy stuff. I got already Google listening to me and Alexa over here.
I'd be like, my 15 minutes of fame is over.
And why are all the like smart, you know, like the Alexa, Siri, what the hell was that? Why are all of them like named women? Isn't that messed up? Am I the only one?
No, I think women run the world. Who run the world? Girls. Just saying.
Where are you, Father? Where are you, Father, now? All right. You sent it to me on Messenger.
I just sent it to the Basement New York as you requested.
Yes, ma'am. Ew. Okay. Hold on. I actually have it, but first I got to put it up. All right. You ready? You see it?
I don't because I'm still looking in. Hold on. I'm trying to send you this other video that.
Am I looking at some people in a car? Oh, snap. This is what you were talking about when it came to
them praising the Lord.
I'm not sure
if it's Brazil because it was another video. It could be the another video. I think that one's in English.
Oh, snap. This is so dope. You see it?
Yes. That's what I was telling you. Amazing way to get your church together. Yes, that I applaud.
Look at the little baby in the back chilling. That's dope.
That's even better. giving everyone in your neighborhood, you know, hope and faith in this time. You know what I'm saying? You're not stuck behind walls because what, you know, I've always been told as a kid. And, you know, my mom said it, my grandmother said it. Dios está donde está uno o más. So, like, you know, to do it outside in your parking lot is touching, you know, like to. There's another video I saw in Brazil, but that's the one that I was able to forward you. And when I saw it, literally kind of made me a little emotional. I, like, got, like, you know, a little.
Oh, it definitely gives you the goosies. Yeah, it definitely does.
You're like.
And you know what? Hold on. You know what? Going back to the video that I showed you, like, I get it. You know, the church's fundamental in this country serves as a center for community within a group and towns and cities. So I get it. You know what I mean? Maybe this person in this church, this organization was trying to keep people together.
It's just also the way he did it. It was very forceful, very like.
Oof, she's demanding. Going there, ladies and gentlemen. Oof.
And
it almost seemed like he was inciting fear.
It wasn't only fear. It was fear, like, but it was also fear. like
intimidating fear.
Testing people to their belief, right? Like, you never questions. My thing is, you don't question no one's belief with the severity of actual things that are occurring.
Yeah.
Right? Because... like,
okay, that's how you
don't believe
it.
In Jesus, so you're not gonna go to church because the coronavirus. Like,
okay,
there's
okay.
other
that's
ways
another
you can
dimension
approach it.
That you took
you
it. That's
could be
okay.
Like, look, let's get together. Let's do something in the parking lot. Let's not just touch our church. Let's touch the people around us without having to actually go and touch them. Let's sit in our cars, two parking spaces away.
Yeah,
from
that
each
was
other,
dope.
And sing from the top of our lungs or the bottom of our heart or wherever we sing from at the time. And as you could hear those people singing there, you can hear the faith that they wanted to install in their community. And that's the importance of going to church, rebuilding someone's faith, not come to church or you don't know the wrath of God. If you think the coronavirus is going
to chill, son, you started to look like a will. You want to fight? Is that what you want to try to do right now?
But that's how the guy was coming out in his blurry 1999.
Nokia. It could have been my internet connection. It could have been my internet connection that was blurry. It
could have been his Nokia phone, too.
His Nokia phone.
The way he's preaching, he's acting like he needs a little bit of ofrenda.
It's time for an upgrade. He needs an ofrenda. Look, this is what it
is. He needs some of that offering so he could get paid.
Oh, no
the pastors out there that actually do their jobs, but the ones that don't, Jesus is waiting for you.
You're doing the same thing he was just doing. Get out of here with yourself in the hat inside. Look at me.
I know, but I'm wearing like a Bruno Mars hat.
Oh, girl. Oh, don't even.
With an Alicia Keys vibe, you know? Like,
what time is it over there? It's 11. What is it? 10:30? 11. It's 11.
Son las 5 de la mañana. Son las 9:54.
Shut up. Ugh, I hate
you. Coast, baby. Wait, am I on the West Coast? I'm on the West Coast. Listen, I lost track of time.
Yo, that's what
this
is.
I don't know where I am anymore.
She was like, am I? Why are you asking me? I have no idea. I couldn't help you with that question regardless. But yeah, listen, guys, again, that's why I don't like to say the phrase common sense. Because sense is not always.
I was about to say.
Nah, chill, son. What I'm saying is that I don't like using that phrase because sense isn't always common. Again, just be safe, you know, deal with the 2 weeks. It's gonna suck. Try to use these platforms, you know what I mean? Yo, you heard of that that game you could play like this, like multiple people and play like charades and stuff like that? I'm gonna send it to you. But anyways, I'm
is not gonna it say like on name. This?
Nah, it's a game that works both for Android. I'm not even gonna talk about it anymore because they're not giving me any money and they're definitely making money because everybody this weekend downloaded that crap.
I just want to say, I don't know what game it is, so can you tell me? I literally am playing the old women game, like Scrabble. Scrabble with friends.
All right, hopefully they hear this and they give us some dough. But it's called House Party, and you could like play charades, you could act stuff
out. But is it like on a video cam?
It's literally like, imagine this, but with a video game that we're all playing, like 8 of us, I think is the max. So imagine playing Pictionary or charades or...
Ooh, let's get it.
I already have it, and a lot of people downloaded it, and hopefully they could send some
love this way. I'm going to ask your fans
help me pay
here.
For these bills. My fans. Ooh, look at this one. Fans. All 2 of them. Go ahead.
Wonder Woman pants.
Okay. Jamma.
I'm just eating my last immune gummy because it's supposed to be 3 a day.
You're back to the gummies? Oh, my gosh. Go.
And water, people. Water. Vitamins and water is very important for you. I have 2 forms of water.
Okay, this go one ahead.
And this bottle.
Okay.
Stay hydrated. It's important for your skin.
Are you closing us out?
Boy, where the keys at?
We out?
We out.
Are we doing? Is that what we're doing? This is how people are getting along nowadays. This is basically us dancing. Because we ain't trying to touch each other. I'm all good
already. Hey, when are you going to invite me to your show again?
Whatever. Like, this whole platform for
your
me.
Your fans don't like
easier.
Me. They're like, why you got this girl on your
They
page?
Haven't even met you yet. I mean, give them a chance. They're just seeing this for the first time.
You know I don't trust men. No, I'm kidding. Just kidding.
Okay. And that's basically...
Guys, I love you.
And
oh my God.
And what else do you want to tell them?
Just cut me off.
Now, I'm trying to find a good song to end it with. And I do not know what's playing.
This is the rhythm of the night.
You're going to sing for us and cut us off? And cut us out?
Why don't you put that song on? You just said I don't know what song to put on.
Girl, they're not ready for this. What you eating?
You guys, really quick. I'm in my room, so I don't have, like, food in my room. Don't think that. Just right now, because of the coronavirus, I do. I'm going to tell you two reasons why. One, my pantry and my refrigerator is, like, maxed out. Even the top of the refrigerator, even inside of the cabinets in my kitchen. So I have a little corner in my room that has, like, stuff. You know, like, munchies. And water and rice cakes and things like that. Oreo cookies, because those are so important. If it's like the world's ending and zombie apocalypse happens with all the people who already died, I have Oreos.
Oh, so, everybody. Yo, my son jacked me for my Oreos.
That sucks for you, because I have them. So anyway, I bought these rice cakes. They're so banging. People who don't know what rice cakes are, I'll show you in a moment, but they're so good. You can get them in two different flavors, maybe three. I don't have any other flavors here.
An exiting commercial.
But anyway, because I'm not promoting, I'm not showing the other bag that it comes in.
That has a logo.
It has two separate bags, so they come with two of these in there, which is 2, 4, 6, 7 rice cakes.
Okay.
Anyway, what I do is I take one out and I spread peanut butter and chop up some bananas, put the bananas on top. If you want to get fancy, you can drizzle some honey on the top of it. If not, you can just use a natural sugar from the banana, and it's a cute little snack. And people will probably be like, but it's so good. You'll thank me later. Do it with the caramel flavor, not the sour cream, because that's
this is definitely something new in the basement. How you got me hungry and tired at the same time? You ready to say goodbye? Huh? Are you ready? How you got me tired and hungry at the same time?
Let me show you.
What?
This is a rice cake.
Okay.
And they're really, really not that bad for you. You can actually eat them, Jose, because I think that They're vegan free.
Is that what you just said? Did you just say it's vegan free? Did you just say this is vegan free? Yo. So in other words, it's not vegan. Is that what just happened right now? I thought, okay. Yeah, so... Okay, this is what it is.
Woo.
Wow, girl.
I'm sorry.
I'm not. Why is it that now that people know I'm a vegetarian? I don't understand why I get labeled as a vegan. I don't get it. I don't get it, yo. But this is the basement. There you go. Get your rice crackers. Get the peanut butter. You know what I'm saying? Don't forget the banana. You know what I'm saying? This is thebasementny.com. We out this.
Oh.
Yo, Nelly, when you coming back?
I'm back.
Yo, we out. The Basement NY. Peace.